from San Bonita, Texas.
We're sending this
to you in Vietnam.
That's right.
Who are you sending it to?
Janice and Tommy.
Janice and Tommy. How old are you?
4.
Yeah, Tommy, she wants to be sure you know she's 4 in the place of 2.
I'm 4.
We thought we'd try this and see how it worked out. And it'll probably be just about like, well, you said it probably would. A lot of rambling in it, not much sense. I think Judy and Marilyn both have some notes they're going to try to follow, so they'll be way ahead of the rest of us. But we're going to try and see what happens. You want to say anything right now, Allison? What do you want to say?
Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's men and all the king's horses can put Humpty together again.
That's right. Thank you.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came crumbling after.
Red Graham.
Sing Jack be nimble.
All right, go ahead.
Jack be nimble. Jack be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick.
Yeah, I believe you wound up. You got another in mind, or you want to let Judy talk while you think of something? Huh?
Little Miss Muffet and Jack Horner.
All right, cut them loose.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb and put up club and said, what a good boy am I.
That's right. Okay, you like to try. Oh, how about singing a song? For We Love Our Valley. You know that one? You want to try it?
I don't want it.
Okay.
How about Hi Ho, the chewing gum song? You don't want to do that?
I want.
Row, row, row your boat.
That's the song. I want a burst.
Have you tried Little Boy Blue?
Little Boy Blue can blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cows in the corn. Where's the little boy who looks after the sheep? He's under the haystack, fast asleep.
That's right. Going through the motions and everything. Okay, let's let...
Daddy, what else?
Well, let's let Judy work,
no.
Say something while we try to think of something.
No, Daddy.
Yeah, we can think of something while she's talking.
What can I say now? What can I say?
Well, anything you want to. I'll hold it here.
But
what verse can I say?
Oh, you just about tried them all, haven't you? Did you try Jack and Jill?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Tell them how you're getting along in school. And tell them what you did today.
I had a Valentine party.
At school or... Where?
It's school.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have to let Judy have some of this tape now, because we've used a whole lot of it.
What can I say?
Well, let's let Judy talk and we'll think of something. Let's listen to Judy. That's
unreal, isn't it? Well, first of all, I sure do want to thank y'all for the beautiful necklace. It's real pretty, and I sure do like to wear it. I've worn it several times, and lots of people have told me how pretty it is. And, well, how are y'all doing? I hope you're doing okay. And we sure do enjoy getting the tape from y'all and the recorder and everything. It's great to hear y'all's voices. Oh, did y'all ever get the air conditioner? What am I supposed to do? I see what you mean, Janice, about not knowing exactly what to say, because it is kind of strange. I like driving your Falcon. It's real good. And I still haven't tried the Mustang yet. But I got my license a week ago today, so it won't be long. I had a good visit with Glenda and Sandy and Sharon Broom and Janice King. Well, Erickson? Yeah, Erickson now. Anyway, last week at the wedding, when we got to the church, it was about 15 or 20 till 7, I think, and the wedding was set for 7:30. We found a restroom, and next to it was a door that was kind of open, and I stuck my head in and saw a girl fixing her hair. We just said hi to each other, and I turned around and told Mother that the girl looked kind of like Sandy, but I didn't know, so nothing else was said. Mother decided she'd check, so she stuck her head in and called us Sandy, and sure enough it was. And so we had a nice conversation then, and Glenda and Sandy asked how we were doing and also about how y'all were doing, and Glenda and King said they'd both received letters from you that week. And Glenda and Sandy asked what we sent y'all in the way of food. They were interested, I guess, just out of curiosity, or maybe they planned to send y'all something, I don't know. And King kept saying she wished you were there, and she said she wanted you to be one of the matrons of honor or something like that. She said she'd ask you to, I guess maybe in a letter. But she sure did wish y'all were there, and of course we did too. You got a deal in the mail today about your driver's license being due to be renewed. And I told Mother it'd really be something if you have to take the test again when you get back, because you might fail it. It really does seem like it'd be strange to drive or do anything like that after you haven't done it for a year.
Well,
that'd really be something.
Mentioned about her getting that picture and a new license while she was here, while you were here, Janice. So,
didn't she?
You did, didn't you?
It's so funny to ask a question because it's just natural to wait for an answer, and there isn't one for some reason. But. Oh, I guess by now y'all have heard about my getting the letter from Baylor saying that I've been accepted, so how about that? I'm real happy and excited.
Me too.
If you heard Allison's comment, I guess maybe she's eager for me to go away. I don't know. She hollered, me too, then. Well, here's Mother. I guess maybe she has lots to say. I'm sure she does.
Well, I did make a few notes of things I wanted to remember to say. And we certainly have been having a good time fooling around with the tapes. I wrote you that we took it out the first night to the Schmucks, and they and Dr. Dawson heard it. And then one night we went, Money and Allison and I went over to hear the music club program, and Judy's choir
Mommy.
Had a part on it,
Mommy.
And I taped most of their part
Don't
of the program.
Get it too close to your mouth.
All right, darling, thank you. Allison told me not to get it too close to my mouth. And it turned out real well. And also, I went to college day on Tuesday, and the choir had a program as part of the opening ceremonies in the auditorium, and Judy said they've been getting comments, good comments about that ever since then. It was so good.
We even got a standing ovation, and that doesn't happen with high school students.
That's right. It was hot in that auditorium. Oh. I did feel sorry for all the men in their suits and the military men that had to keep their jackets on. Let's see, we just went to the Baylor part of it afterwards, since Judy had already received her notice of acceptance, and there was a Dr. Johnson who is with the psychology department in charge.
And the head of the health center there.
Yes, at the health center too. And the only other Sam Nito person who went was Debbie Milton. But we met an Okerman girl, and I told her that I knew that you knew her older sister. And afterward, we went out to talk to the Army recruiters, and they were just about through with their interviews and everything. I mean, they're part of the program. But they asked if we had, if we had time to see a 10-minute film on the Women's Army Corps. And that was real good. And then we talked about y'all, and I told them I'd bring the tape in. And so today, after I helped with the Valentine party at Allison's school, I took it in. And there was only one of them there then, because the other two, Sergeants Bueno and Salazar, were down in Brownsville. And the one who was there doesn't know you, but he enjoyed playing the tape anyway. And he has been in Vietnam. And also this morning, out at Dixie Cream, I talked to Minnie Ratliff, and she was asking about you and said to tell you hello and send her love and everything. And let's see. I've been enjoying showing your pictures to everybody and explaining what they're showing, what you're doing. And we never have finished taking that roll of film you left in your camera, but sometime we will. And also, please send back the slides or some of them that you took that were taken of you at Camp Bullis or at Fort Sam. I'd like to have some prints made of a few of them. And we enjoyed hearing from Eunice about a week ago.